You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you, all of you, being patient on the lines. We've been talking about a variety of issues in the first hour, one of which was a study where broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, I guess, was found to help not only decrease arthritis but prevent the cartilage destruction of arthritis. I kind of asked some of you guys to weigh in on how to get broccoli in your system without getting sick, because I'm not a huge vegetable fan. We got Mary on the line from Pittsburgh. How you doing, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so what advice do you have for us?
Well, you know, you were talking about a broccoli study, and the fact is I had three children, and I can only get all three of them to eat broccoli. That was the only one they would eat without screaming and fighting and threatening
really?
Their lives. And
wow.
So we had broccoli every night. And when they left home, I guess I didn't have much imagination and I didn't think much about it. I kept buying broccoli.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
I'm 66 and I've always wondered why I don't hurt.
Wow.
I don't hurt anywhere. And I've always wondered, why don't I? And,
maybe there's broccoli. Something to it then. Wow, so you really weren't into the whole peas and carrots and...
One of them would like peas, one of them would like carrots. But all three of them, the only one they could all agree on was broccoli. And if they'd eat it, I'd buy it. So for all those years, I had broccoli. And then I just kept buying broccoli because in Pittsburgh we don't get a lot of great vegetables, and broccoli seems to be one of the few that we, you know, that we get.
Well, I have to admit also, broccoli doesn't seem to turn as quickly as some of these other vegetables. You know,
right.
I notice a broccoli can stay pretty good for a few days. So, I'm so glad you called, because that's what I was asking in the first hour. I'm like, you know, is this really true? For those of you that have eaten vegetables, are you really noticing less arthritis than anybody else? And that's pretty cool. All right. Well, thanks, Mary, for calling. I really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I think we would be naive to think that there's something in our food chain or something natural that's around us or growing in our backyards that we couldn't. No, I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about just regular plants or fruits or something, right, that could be used medicinally. But if broccoli really has that compound that they were talking about that actually can decrease, it's the sulforaphane that could actually decrease cartilage destruction. They did three different studies of three different aspects to it, and they found it all to work. That's some pretty cool stuff. All right, right on. All right, so what are we going to talk about in this hour? I want to talk about the New York Times getting hacked. We're talking the New York Times website. I understand it's not the CIA or the Senate, but they've been hacked as well. So what kind of safety do we really have, right, computer-wise? My guess is nothing. We don't. Then, this new periodic table element. Pretty cool. There is going to be an atomic number 115. For those of us who are science geeks, we really dig this kind of stuff. Then, there's been a lot of talk of doctors over-diagnosing thyroid cancer. And that low-risk thyroid cancer is being over-treated. We need to talk about that, because I've been picking up a lot of thyroid cancer, and I don't see a lot of ENTs saying, no, let's blow it off. They instead say, we're going to knock this out of the ballpark. So why would there be talk of us over-treating? then I guess revenge porn is going to be outlawed in California, where if you decide to post a demeaning video of your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, you could go to jail. I agree with that. I really do. Then we have an interesting study on cocaine and how it looks like it caused growth of new brain structures in mice. We're talking new pieces of brain. And that's what cocaine did. Pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of you had asked me a while back about what babies hear in the womb, okay? Do they hear just sounds? Do they actually hear discrete words? Well, they're saying that babies will actually be able to pick up words. Now, I know the uterus seems so far away from, you know, many guys out there going, gosh, that uterus is like really far away. I'm never going to get to it. But it really is only maybe about a couple centimeters from the environment, okay, based on when the gravid uterus expands with the baby in it. And babies, even though they're in amniotic fluid, the fluid is still a conductor. So these babies do pick up sounds and can pick them up discreetly. Well, apparently Finnish studies out of the University of Helsinki found that the baby has already been able to figure out who their family members are. And I get that with tones, etc. I don't even have to hear my mom, but if I pick up on her tone, like if she's Skyping the kids across the house, I already, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, right? Because I know my mom's around, even though I can't hear what she's saying. So that obviously I think is innately picked up, but they say actual words. So let's say you're cussing out somebody in the family. The kid will hear that, and they even say that they will remember it. Now, there's already evidence to suggest that babies can recall songs or certain passages from books where they kind of perk up when mommy reads it or sings that song. I tried to test my kids with that. They didn't. But then again, think about it. I sing off key, so they probably tuned it out. But basically, they used, I guess, the word ta-ta-ta. That has absolutely, I guess, no meaning or whatever. And I guess the professor used that word because it had three syllables to make it difficult for babies to detect subtle changes. Okay, then what happened is they had women in the 29th week of pregnancy listen to recordings of ta-ta-ta. After birth, they tested baby. Babies perked up when they heard ta-ta-ta. Is that really? Is that the big study? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat? Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 116.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A very interesting article was in Forbes. I believe this was yesterday or today. And they looked at just New Hampshire. And if New Hampshire would expand Medicaid, moving forward with the Obamacare law. From what we understand, a analysis from the Lewin Group, which is a prominent healthcare consulting firm, found that if that happened, hospitals in New Hampshire could lose $228 million in revenue over the next 7 years. Now, this is supposed to be a non-biased type of group that analyzes certain decisions and moves that need to be made. But if expanding Medicaid is supposed to help millions of individuals and supposed to help the healthcare system, then why would hospitals, and we're just talking New Hampshire right now, this is what Forbes is reporting on right now, just in New Hampshire alone, losing $228 million in revenue over the next 7 years. What is going on? Why such, I mean, it's not you know what, it's a break even. It's not going to be that big a deal. We're talking about significant losses, possible closures. Now, I know people think that those of us that complain about Obamacare are over-exaggerating and we're being right-wing and overly dramatic. But, you see, I don't know much about economics except the basic common sense type stuff. And to me, even the basic common sense type stuff isn't appearing to apply with Obamacare. It just doesn't seem to follow that anyway. But, okay, let's act like I don't even know common sense economics. Then I trust these consulting firms. Because these are people that's all they do every day. I mean, I do medicine all day. I do radio all day. I know how to do my field pretty well. Okay, some of you may disagree, but I do. I do it pretty well. But I don't really know how to take a look and crunch numbers for some big conglomerate of hospitals. We leave that up to them. They're coming up with these numbers. Okay, it's not somebody who just dislikes Obamacare coming up with this. This is somebody that crunched the numbers. So what could be going on? Well, just one thought that a lot of people have forgotten about, I think, when we've been discussing Medicaid. Okay, and not to sound selfish, because I understand we need to get people that don't have insurance onto Medicaid. I've always been a fan of that. I really didn't have a problem with expanding Medicaid, except for the fact that you had to mandate a state to do that if they didn't have the funds to do it. And luckily, the Supreme Court handled that. So I don't have any complaints over expanding Medicaid, because Supreme Court already said the government can't force a state to spend money on something they don't have the money for. So great. All right. But I would like people getting on Medicaid if they can. What's interesting, though, is many people with private insurance is going to be giving up their private insurance to fall onto Medicaid. And something like that is going to extremely hurt whatever delicate financial system many of these hospitals have. Now, in New Hampshire, they estimate only 22,000 uninsured individuals are going to be covered by Obamacare. That's it. So the 22,000 people going on Medicaid, if that's it, that's not enough to offset the millions upon millions of dollars that they could be losing. Also, we haven't even talked about the fines and all the other stuff. So if people can't go on private health insurance, now what is so good about private health insurance? Private health insurance stinks. They pay like crap. But according to this one report, for every dollar private health insurance pays, Medicaid pays 54 cents. So if people with private insurance are switching to Medicaid, then and Medicaid only pays half of what the private insurance pays in New Hampshire, now the hospital is getting half the revenue. Okay? Now, some of you may say, well, hospitals make enough money. Some hospitals do. I've seen some of the marble in some of these hospitals. It blows my mind. But the most of the hospitals that I've seen, no, they don't. They're barely making it. In New Hampshire, they say in 2008, for every dollar of private insurance paid, a doctor for the care of a patient, Medicaid paid 54 cents. The Lewin Group also found over the seven-year period from 2014 to 2020, the Medicaid program would reduce uncompensated care by $490 million, but the reduction would be offset by a $476 million increase in undercompensated care. So the numbers are not leaning towards that favor. They say hospitals would actually lose money on the change. Maybe doctors, maybe some clinics, maybe some pharmacies may see a little bit of money. But overall, they say New Hampshire providers would lose more than $45 million a year in net income if the state expands Medicaid. Now, I don't want to go into too much more detail, all right, because, I mean, for those of you that really like economics, read Forbes and their report on this. But why aren't we listening to any of these financial gurus or these financial firms that know money? Now, I'm not saying they're the end all to this, but you can't have states lose hundreds of millions of dollars and expect them to be able to stay financially solvent throughout the whole changeover. You can't do that. Already hospitals are closing down all over the country. Doctors' offices are closing down all over the country. So just to say, well, Obamacare is law and we all now need to convert, people need to stop and think about it. Now, for the patient's sake, all right, if you guys told me, Dahlia, this is great, and once the exchanges come in October, I'm good. I'm covered. I found insurance where I'm saving $200 a month. It's the same plan, so I'm not getting a worse plan for that $200 cut in rates. I'm going to be happy for you. I want you guys to get affordable health insurance. Deep down, I want Obamacare to work. Because if Obamacare doesn't work, they're going to come in with public option. And they're going to come in with a more socialized medicine. We have to make Obamacare work. But the problem is I think we're being too idealistic, okay, and too naive. I don't think you're going to be able to insure millions of Americans. Right now, New Hampshire said it's really only going to help 22,000 people. Now, 22,000 people is a lot. But then at the expense of losing $220 million, are they going to fire employees? I mean, how many more uninsured people are going to result be uninsured as a result of that? So, if you don't understand basic economics, which I don't think this administration does, you could be putting this country into a huge mess. Now, should a state then not expand Medicaid? Should they say, let's just buck it? The problem with that is any state legislature that decides that is going to be losing votes. So it's going to be very difficult to take on the political stand, I'm not going to expand Medicaid, when you have all these people that don't have health insurance. Okay? If the government's going to help fund part of the Medicaid expansion, it's very hard for a state to say, oh, up yours, I'm not going to do it. In fact, I think Florida was going back and forth, saying, you know what, we're not going to do it, and then, well, maybe we're going to have to. So, trying to give Washington a gesture, all right, is not really going to help your constituents. And when it comes to the state, their state residents come first, over and beyond what they want to say or convey emotionally to Washington. So if Medicaid is going to be expanded because the government promised it, the states are going to have to deal with the financial after effects. And it could be an absolute cluster. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I am not worried about people going from private insurance to Medicaid and my losing money, because we don't get paid that well by private insurers. Probably Medicaid, for every dollar of private insurance, Medicaid pays maybe 65 cents on the dollar. So it's not enough for me to panic. And so many of my patients just don't have health insurance at all that I just look at it as a positive, you just getting on Medicaid. But where we're going to see the big financial losses also is as the baby boomers go on Medicare, doctors getting under reimbursed and penalized with Medicare are going to start losing money. I mean, private insurers didn't make the whole healthcare system tick. It was a piece of the puzzle. But now that we're seeing the crap that's coming around the bend, we're realizing, maybe it wasn't that bad a piece. And that's where we're at. So, interesting story. I urge you to kind of look at that in Forbes just to kind of, get that scoop. All right, when we come back, cocaine causing rapid growth of new brain structures in mice. What is going on? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeleine Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeleine Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit bluegreenorganicsummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have asked me throughout the years, why speed, cocaine, Ritalin, diet pills, caffeine allow you to do better when it comes to tasks, work, school? And we just chalked it up to the stimulatory effect or the epinephrine rush, right? Because when you are on speed, it makes you concentrate more, whether it be in the form of cocaine, diet pills, Ritalin, meth, etc. Well, this new study may actually make this a little bit more scientific, all right, in that they think the cocaine actually caused rapid growth of structures in the brain used for learning and memory, which is why some people actually function very well on these medications and claim they do better, even though in the long run they don't. Now, what they did is they used a microscope and they were able to look at the brain nerve cells of living mice. They would administer the cocaine and then on some mice only saline, etc. And they observed a significant increase in the density of dendritic spines. Now, these dendritic spines are responsible for signaling in the frontal cortex. And the frontal cortex of the brain controls functions like decision making, long-term planning, and a variety of other issues. I also think some personality with the frontal cortex as well. And so they saw that there was a drug-associated learning where the mice would actually, I guess the mice brains would grow these dendritic spines in response to the cocaine, allowing them, I guess, to be able to have more brain function. Now, over long term, studies have shown that we have decreased function of our brains, especially with mundane tasks, etc. But they say cocaine, by enhancing these new spines used for day-to-day learning, because all living brains will create these dendritic spines on an ongoing basis for day-to-day learning, cocaine enhances the growth. So they think this could be used as a super learning stimulus, according to ScienceRecorder.com. So basically what they did is they had three different experiments. They injected one group of mice with cocaine, the other with salt water, saline, before looking at the brain cells under the microscope. Basically, the cocaine-injected mice, even after a day, had more of these dendritic spines than the saline one. Then the research team looked at mice before the injection and 2 hours afterwards of getting the cocaine, and they found that within 2 hours, these mice had developed the dendritic spines. By the next day, they were 4 times more prevalent than those just given saline. And then, finally, for a week, the team gave mice cocaine in one chamber and saline in another. Mice were then allowed to choose which chamber they could go to. Hence, they were testing to see if they were already addicted and already knew what they could get. The mice, based on their previous experience in one chamber versus another, preferred the cocaine chamber, suggesting that these new dendritic spines could be responsible for the quick learned association between the chamber and the drug. Now, this is probably confusing some of you, but for others of you, you're like, okay, so I get it. Cocaine increases some of the brain cells, which could help the addiction process, not help conquer the addiction process, but promote the addiction process, promote learning. I mean, these mice given cocaine figured out pretty damn fast which chamber they had to go to each day to get their cocaine. That was some pretty lickety-split learning. And that's how they deduced it probably increased learning. So, seeing actual brain cells form and thicken, this isn't supposed to be a discussion to encourage cocaine, by no means. Cocaine could hurt the heart, hurt a variety of other issues, cause people to become bipolar, personality disorders, memory loss, etc. And it's a very, very scary drug. But in terms of cocaine possibly being harnessed for some good, oh, I believe that. I mean, in the ER, we had to use cocaine for people's nosebleeds. Told you how we would stop people's nosebleeds by packing them and then putting a tampon in their nose that we would inject with cocaine. The tampon would expand, and then the cocaine would be a vasoconstricting agent that would then stop the bleeding. So there's definite uses for cocaine, but cocaine is one of the most highly addictive type of drugs out there. Now we know why. Because it hits the brain and causes the brain to want more of it. Okay, not like any other type of addiction. The brain is then taught to want it. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another interesting study was that children with ADHD and depression may not actually be harmed by video games, But actually, video games could be therapeutic. Now, we've been telling people to avoid video games because it could cause violence and bullying and assaults. I think there was a study linking video games to murder. But they're saying children with attention deficit or depression may actually find benefit playing video games like Grand Theft Auto and Mortal Kombat. Clinical psychologist Dr. Ferguson studied 377 children who had an average age of 13 and who were suffering from some sort of attention deficit or depressive symptoms to see if violent video games made them more angry or aggressive. The team was at Stetson University, Florida, found that there was no evidence that any bullying increased, violence increased, delinquent behavior increased. In fact, they found it to be a cathartic. They found it to reduce the aggressive tendencies. Now, I'm a little confused, okay? All right, and I think many of you are confused. I mean, for now months in the news, they were talking about how Adam Lanza was a fan of these, military games, etc. Apparently, he would spend hours each day playing video games, including Call of Duty. But I don't think it's the game causing the violence as much as somebody who likes violence may kind of seek out the game. I'm not saying all people that play like violence, but I never thought that a video game would turn somebody into a killer, okay, unless they already had a screw loose. So, Adam Lanza obviously had a screw loose because he wanted to kill kids, and he did. I mean, this was an adult. I don't think we can figure out what was going on with his mind, because we're thinking logically. So how do you think logically and try to determine and dissect an illogical mind, you know, without concluding that he was a complete loon, okay? But these video games attract everybody, sane people and insane people. So I never thought I would blame the video game. Do I think that they could maybe invoke some violence? Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're spending hours upon hours watching blood fly and people elbowing each other and backhanding and I don't know, full Nelson or whatever they do in these games, shooting, you know, I don't think you would become a shooter, but I think you would be, I think after hours upon hours upon hours, yeah, I think it could mess with you. Okay, do I think it could cause bullying? I don't know. You know, if you're aggressive and you bully, then I don't think you would purposely go and seek out a kid. Like, for example, my kids, they love their video games. I don't let them play for hours, but I don't think they're bullies. You know, they don't go up to a small kid and bully him. You know, so I think you have to be a type of person to do that kind of stuff. All right. But do I think it would help somebody with ADD? To me, I don't think we should be wasting any child's mind on a video game. I think kids should have fun. And I don't mind them playing video games for a little bit. I prefer them playing outside. I prefer them playing with friends. Okay, but if a child is going to spend hours, you only have X amount of days being a child. You might as well use your mind to learn something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think we are just this close to getting rid of the whole concept of middle age. Wouldn't that be nice to just get rid of that concept completely? It looks like there's been some surveys and studies throughout the years where people want to get rid of it. One particular study found that many people don't think they're middle-aged until they're actually 53 years old. 53. Remember, you were middle-aged in your 30s? Then it moved up to maybe 45 to 65. Now we're just going to move it on up to maybe 50s to 70s. I say do away with it completely. And it's interesting because I found this one article at express.co.uk, which gives us some signs that we may be starting to get up there in age and maybe turning middle age. Personally, I don't care because I think middle age is a society, it's how society looks at certain groups in society, for example, meaning, like, for example, the youth always think they are the generation, okay? Then we, right, which I'm assuming we're all kind of middle-aged, right? Okay, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. We think that we are, right, the main generation, okay? And we're trying to teach the kids, and we're trying to deal with the seniors. And then the seniors are like, wait a second, you guys know nothing. The world is going to pot. Boy, was the world better when we were around, you know, and in higher numbers and et cetera. So I just think it's how society perceives different generations. But the one thing I'm noticing is older people are still considered cool. Okay, now maybe Harrison Ford is getting a who, you know, by some of the young people, and, you know, Rocky, what, that's old. All right, I get that. I know it's all about Justin Bieber and Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus now, but for the most part, I think it is so blended that the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s and the 70s, it's so blurred, as opposed to in the older generations, you had World War I, you had World War II, you had Korean War, Vietnam, and there were different types of generations. You know, you had the 60s generation, you know, so when somebody said in my generation, you know, back then when it was 60s or 40s or 50s, okay, you could understand there was a character. For many of us, like me in my 40s, in my generation, there was already starting to be some blending. And you either grew up in a family that was old school or new school. So I grew up in a family that was old school. You got the belt, you know, yeah, there was nothing called chores. You just had to do your duties in the house. You didn't get to eat. I mean, you didn't. It was more kind of it was a little bit more military style, but it was more old school. We didn't have the whole time out. We didn't have the you choose what you want to eat. Mom cooked the food, whatever she made, you ate it. That, but things started to blend a little bit and started to change. So we really don't have, well, in my generation, this is what we did. We tried it. We say, well, in the 80s, you know, you'd wear lace bras or whatever, but we really don't have that type of unity that the other generations do. So this was kind of an interesting article talking about some 40 signs of you possibly kind of getting up there and maybe being middle-aged plus, okay? And I think a lot of us fall into this, okay? One was, they said, you lose touch with everyday technology such as tablets and TVs. Well, I think a lot of us have started to embrace it. I wanted to buck it. For years, I wanted to buck a lot of this technology because I really like the old style phone. I think a lot of us do. But then we decided, you want to know what? We got to do the whole smartphone thing. We have to. And then all of a sudden it was like, ah! But a lot of us wanted to buck it. Okay, but many of us, we're on Twitter. My mom is on Facebook, for crying out loud. My mom's almost 70 years old. Okay, then if you find that you have no idea what younger people are talking about, that could be a sign that you're starting to get older. If you feel stiff, that's me, joints, all that. If you notice you need an afternoon nap, you may be getting up there in age. Personally, I've always needed nap time, even in high school. College, I always wanted to take a nap, so no change there. If you groan when you bend down, I got to reach that. I've been doing that for the last 10 years. Let's say there's these bands and you don't know what the names of these modern bands are. That's something many of us have used as a tool to see if we're getting up there in age. But the thing is I think they all sound the same to me. So, no, I don't really know what any of the modern bands are. And I think a lot of us don't, because many of us don't listen to the radio like we used to. We listen to Pandora, iHeartRadio, XM. A lot of us are listening to news talk. So you know what? I welcome the aging. I mean, if I don't like what's playing on the radio, now I actually do. I like the Pink and the Christina Aguilera and the Robin Thicke and a lot of the songs that are already out there. I do like happen to, but there's going to be a time when I don't like it. I'm not going to be listening to it. Tough loogie. All right, then, if you complain a lot about your joints and your hips and your back, I do that. If you don't like going to bars, if you don't like going to the club, I'm already there. If you start to get more hairy, you have more hair in your ears, your eyebrows, your nose, and your face, I'm already there. So middle age for me hit 29. If you look at the teachers or the policemen or doctors and you go, gosh, they're young, I'm starting to notice that. I mean, I'm now older than my patients. One of the cops that pulled me over, he could have been my kid. I mean, he was in his young 20s. That does make you feel old. If you prefer to stay home and play Monopoly rather than going out on the town, I'm not there yet. But I got to tell you, you can have a lot of fun, right, playing Monopoly. You really can. You just got to hurry up the game. If you don't know any of the songs of the top 10, we got that. If you don't wear clothes for style, but for comfort, okay? If you're into bird feeding, if you book a cruise. Book a cruise? We do the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise every year. Really? Really, the cruise? If you don't like the crap that's on television, how many of you misplace your glasses, your car keys, your purse? You know, the list could go on. I know this could be kind of depressing. If you're being told off for politically incorrect opinions, ooh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You know how a family member would say a word they weren't supposed to? I'm not saying like the N-word, but like let's say they said like beatniks. And you're like, beatnik, why are you bringing up the term beatnik or hippie? Oh, my gosh, he's such a hippie. Hippie, we don't use that term anymore. You know, now, I do like to bring back some of the 70s words like groovy. Man, this really grooves you, dig. I like that. I like that. Okay. Let me see what else here. If you always are carrying a handy pack of tissues, if you fall asleep after one glass of wine, if you spend more money on face creams or anti-aging products. Okay, then you know what? Fine. Call me middle-aged. But I got to admit, if we could get rid of that whole middle-aged thing, I don't think we would have that much of an issue with how we're aging. Everybody says, you know, age gracefully, go with it. I understand we need to fight it. You know, the more I see myself on TV, the more scared I am because I see things that I don't want other people to see, like the lines or the chin or shadows or something. I do not like the way I look on TV. And I'm nervous because I'm really trying to work on this one TV show, and I'm a little nervous about how to, you know, I don't even want to go down the path of Botox or any sort of plastic surgery, but oh my gosh. Luckily, with the radio, you guys don't have to see what I look like. But I think we need to do away with it, okay? I mean, it doesn't matter. I have friends that are in their 50s. I have friends that are in their 30s. It all blends. You find stuff in common, and things should work. Now, you know, interesting. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones now has confirmed separation after 13 years of marriage. Many people thought this relationship wouldn't work because I think there's a 25-year age difference. I think she's 43, he's 68. You know, are those types of age differences, a generation difference, you know, are those relationships doomed from the start? Or can people make it work with our new type of ideology about middle age? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.